Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to part two of our interview with spiritual warriors and exorcists Kenneth and Ferret Deal, discussing the Lee Moore case. And thank you for being gravekeepers, supporting our program, and keeping it on the air. Go back to the story here. Obviously, things continued to escalate. You guys were involved. The other one, as you say, the woman with the crystal stick was involved. And things got much worse for him. What occurred? How bad did it get for Lee?
I think it was just more of the same, except we didn't have the table getting picked up. When I was there on the first visit, for example, the Lita, she kept saying she was getting shoved and tripped. And I was thinking, why is she so vulnerable? We're walking around there and put frankincense and myrrh there. She gets shoved in the yard. Originally, she was the one who said she put the demon in a mirror. And then we had to tell him how to dispose of the mirror. I didn't have a truck, which is another story in itself. But just the shadows, the horrific nightmares, and wrappings and stuff like that would happen.
That's
sometimes
true.
To wake them up.
Lita had claimed the worst stuff had happened to her, and Lita was the lead investigator, and she had a daughter that was practicing witchcraft. The strange thing is how when I belong to teams or ever I go by myself to any place that I need to help somebody, help them bless their property, I always go by myself. Number one, I don't want distractions. Number two, I can't answer questions and talk to God at the same time, or the Holy Spirit, whoever I need to talk to upstairs to give me an idea. Three, if I'm focusing on the structure of your house, the lay of the land, the potential for water drainage, water drippage, flow of wind, I can't be, listening to a chatterbox or anybody even standing next to me. If I need to abruptly change course because I see something, I need to move. And this really disturbed me. So, I'm looking at the structure of the house. I'm looking at, how the property lies. I work for builders and landscapers and all kinds of teams that basically look at logic before you look at the illogical. And I wanted to see what this property, how it was laid out, what could potentially be there. Were there mounds for potential burials? This is an old piece of property by a graveyard. This woman stuck to me like white on rice, super glue on metal. She would not leave me alone. If I could tell you she was in my belt clip, I would. She wouldn't leave me alone. And I said, I need to look at this place by myself. And she's like, here's where I saw this and here's where I got pushed. She said her concern was, I don't want anything happening to you. And I said, what makes you think it will? Well, this happened to me and this. And then we had to listen to the litany of everything that happened. And that was just distraction. I said, I'll tell you what, if something happens, I have a mouth, I'll scream. you know, go away. Finally got rid of her by the backyard. Meanwhile, she's standing out there looking like she's glaring at me from the back window. What's up with this? Mm-hmm. I really, really believe that sometimes, whether you're just an investigator, whether you're a ghost hunter, you go to, you know, just to go catch orbs for fun, whether you want to help people, there comes a time you realize that some people aren't exactly doing this because the end game is to get somebody some relief. But the end game is, I want to be on TV. I want to get the best capture. I want to be the one, like Tutankhamun's tomb. I want to discover it, expose it, and I don't even care what it costs me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one. And she had that spirit about her.
Mm-hmm.
That she wanted to make sure she was sitting there holding her phone in her hand. Like if something happened to me, she was going to videotape it. It's like, go away. Yeah. And it's pretty sad when you see people that are that desperate to have anything happen that they can prove to somebody else that, wow, demon likes me. Wow, ghost appeared to me. You shouldn't be counting your blessing that stuff is happening.
Very well put. I have to agree with that. What happened with Lee where he got severely injured after she had returned and things had been stirred up where he ended up in the hospital, correct?
Okay, yeah, that's convoluted on that. Oh, go ahead.
That's really good that he's in the timeline like this because what, you know, occurred next before he got really, really sick,
mm-hmm.
Lee shows mm-hmm. up at the baby's shower uninvited. Lita showed up and okay, she wasn't invited, she was disinvited, you mm-hmm. know, stay away from the family, stay away, period. She shows up and she sits across from Lee's mother just glaring at everybody, not getting up, not saying hi to anybody, not, you know, making herself gracious, just sitting there just glaring at his mother like, who are you? You know, she's got to know the old lady's his mother. And his mother's getting all uncomfortable. She had no idea who Lita was. No idea. She hadn't met this woman. So this woman, Christian woman, isn't really practicing her faith or anything. She's never seen anything like this in her life. We did not find out about this instance until he was on death's door.
And tell him about the eyes.
She sat there trying to, like, physically put her body away, but she kept looking over. Like, you know how when the hair on the back of your neck starts bothering, like somebody's like just giving you the evil eye? She looks over and Lita's eyes are totally black. Okay? It's midnight. Or in other words, she's not looking at the back of her eye sockets, you know, at all the makeup. Mm-hmm. She's looking at the orbs and they're black. She got so freaked out, she got up and went to another table. She's like, I can't sit here. But she was so freaked out. She'd never seen that before. She said, I didn't know what it was. I had to look twice. It was still black. I left.
Yeah.
That was just before. What was that? That was like a week before he fell down and was frothing
at
the mouth.
Yeah, in other words, that was right on the doorstep of the major incident.
Of everything that almost took him out of life.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that's really easy to remember.
We will probably really never know if Lita cursed him again. Mm-hmm. So if he got a double whammy. But we know this person was mad that he left the team. This person was mad that Lee has certain sensitivities spirits and to ghosts. And he's very sensitive that way. He doesn't brag, doesn't talk or anything about it, but he has a sensitivity to some kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And to lose him from a team, that was almost an arm of her validation, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And that's how I see a lot of these team leaders, you know, run their teams. That's why I wrote this book on haunted investigation. We have to have a balance between everybody's a team. We're not depending on one or two people. So when they leave you stranded. And I think that's where a lot of the anger came. So he had this curse. He had this woman angry at him. A week later, his wife wakes up and he's laying in a puddle of bubbly froth around his face, non-responsive.
Yeah, and then before that, we did pertain this visit. And she visited him another time after this encounter at the baby shower, which we didn't hear about that, obviously, until after the fact. We're in the hospital, getting ready to do a deliverance on him late in the where he's dying. And we'll get to that in a minute, of course. But before that, she came over again, and he wouldn't let her in. And then it's almost like the next day or something, he comes home He goes into the shower from work. He gets out of the shower with no clothes on, which is uncharacteristic. His wife said, "Wouldn't you remember what your spouse's pattern is?" You know, barely dried off, gets into bed, pulls the covers over him, goes to sleep. That night is when she found him unresponsive and foam coming out of his mouth on the floor, laying on his side, completely naked. I don't know what time it was, 2, 3 a.m. or something. Typical. And she had to call the emergency room, and there it begins.
Actually, it was actually 4 a.m. when she got up.
About 4 a.m.? Okay. Yeah, between 2 and 4 a.m., we usually say that's that this time span, rather than, you know, with the bullseye being 3 a.m., depending on daylight savings time, that kind of stuff. But another story there, too. A lot of theology with those kind of topics, too, like 3 a.m.
Yeah. So as this continues, he comes very close to death, correct?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrific. It was. You see, when this happened, we knew right away. We were told, we got a text from his wife the day, like about 8-9 hours after he'd gone in the hospital. And she's like, "Can you please pray for Lee? He's in the hospital and we're not sure why. The doctors can find nothing wrong with him. He's non-responsive. They're going to have to intubate him." And we're like, "What?"
Yeah.
It's like he said his body is shutting down and we don't know why. And they're going to have to put him in a coma to find out what's wrong with him. And we're like, serious? Can we go over there? Can we, you know, can we like come pray with you, pray with the family? She's like, "No, the family are all going to be coming tomorrow. Let me wait and talk." So 3 days later, this whole thing happened over 11 days. Oh. 3 days later, the family's there. And Ken and I are like, "Should we just go? No. We don't want to impose because you can't do that." They move him to ICU. He's in a coma and it's getting worse. They now are going to have to, his kidneys are stopping function. The other organs are starting to slowly shut down. So,
liver
too, so more tubes are going in.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Can we please come? You know, maybe, you know, a little prayer can help. We can get priests. We can get this." "Well, you know, the family says just for right now, we're just going to keep praying and we're going to stay together. We're going to stay solid as a family." That was like day four.
Yeah.
Day seven. His mother and brother had been texting us and say, "You know, please keep praying. We don't know what's going on. They say if he wakes up, he's going to be either a vegetable or he's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life." Okay? Mm-hmm. We're like, "Oh my gosh, this is horrible." I mean, we're crying. Imagine this that. Kid is so young and vital and strong and healthy. His wife is pregnant. She's going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And we're just freaking out going, "Oh my word, how could..." And we knew something had to happen. And at the time, we blamed Lita. Mm-hmm. We blamed that investigator. No idea. Yeah. That was our first thought, that, you know, this crystal wand business and this crystal crack addict stuff is just like totally destroying his life. Yeah. Finally, day nine, the evening of the ninth, his mother calls us in tears. She says, "My family can't handle this. Can you please come and pray for my son?" And we're like, of course.
Well, I did say they're not expecting him to live.
That's right. They're not. Yeah, well, they didn't tell us that.
That's the big reason.
They didn't tell us that till we got there and we talked with the whole family. And that was day 10 the evening of the ninth. The family gathered together. All the family had been called from different states. They were all there to say goodbye to their brother.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Because as a mother, unless you're about to lose your kid, you don't know how desperate or the depths you're going to go to. Sure, and to this day, I still cry for that woman. And I'm sorry, but it's like, whoo, she was desperate. She was desperate. And she says, "You know, I don't care what you have to do, who you have to call. Please help my son."
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor checked the blood and everything. They're like, "Is his blood poison?" Nope. Not that everything came
nothing.
Up negative.
All their tests.
No heart.
Came in. There was no reason. I mean, they had him on a ventilator. They had so many tubes in this poor kid. You could hardly see his face or his arms.
Before we came there, an interesting thing but disturbing that happened was that they induced him to wake up for some procedure or whatever. And when he woke up, he revealed later he panicked and his heart rate and everything shot up. His vitals went crazy. And so they had immediately put him back into a coma purposely this time. And when I asked him about it later on, I said, "You recall a dream?" And he basically gave me the detail. He woke up and it was like there was a demon spirit or something had something in his mouth all the way into his stomach. And before that, it was about being held hostage, like the movie The Cage with Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
He was being held hostage by something. He remembers battling and being held down and all this other stuff. And that's kind of typical if you can get an account of memory from someone in some of these cases where it was actually induced demonically, not from poor health or anything like that. That's a little side note that wasn't brought up in there. I guess that's sometimes hard to represent, especially with the low budget of special effects or sure. something like that.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. And when we got there, we had everything we needed. We had asked the family, you know, to call a priest or a chaplain, and they only wanted us. And we tried to get a hold of the priest or chaplain. There wasn't one available, so we went over there immediately. Mm-hmm. And we took everything we need to do the blessing of St. Mar and the minor exorcism. It was interesting because sometimes when you go into hospitals to pray for people, sometimes people are a little bit leery, but the attendants there at ICU, we had a fully gown. We mm-hmm. had fully, you know, paper. Getting everything, you know, to block mm-hmm. any kind of breath or anything in order to not cause any more infection to this poor kid. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get our candles, our medals, and our books and pray in Latin. And basically, it was really, really sad. You knew this kid was going to die. You knew he was not going to be long. So, you know, for somebody that is baptized and that has not made any kind of final goodbyes or anything else, mm-hmm. we were praying for his immortal soul to be accepted by God.
Yeah.
All right. We were just praying for him and whatever God's will was on his life and asking God to put his hands. There's nothing we can do. You know, we are not a priest where we can say, oh, demon, I order you out. No, sure. We have to ask the Lord of God, hey, listen, if you want this stuff gone, God, it's in your lap. We're here to pray, have faith, and hopefully give this family some faith. So yeah, we hugged everybody.
Yeah.
We prayed with people. We finished it. We got on gown. We said, you know, call us back if there's anything else we can do. And, you know, we lit candles. We had people praying for him. It wasn't mm-hmm. till, what was it, the next, what was it, 36 hours later, all of a sudden he just woke up and there was nothing wrong with him.
Oh. Yeah, everything went back on normal, but it faded up. The only thing was his leg.
His wife, oh, that's right, we didn't say, when we were there, they had just taken his wife 10 minutes before she'd gone into labor and she didn't even know her husband was dying.
Wow.
Yeah, she was two floors up having a baby, didn't know her husband was dying. He was there in a coma, didn't even know his wife was giving birth to their first daughter.
At the same time in the hospital. And I had something. And he comes awake and it's like, you're a father.
How about that? How long have I been gone? Yeah, I mean, when all this was going on and once all is said and done here, did they ever have any sort of diagnosis or reason as to why he got so ill?
No, it was
$275,000 later. Zip.
Oh, something quarter
we
of a million.
Have no
he had no
idea.
Operation.
No idea what was wrong with you. Yeah. We have no conclusive tests that say anything. It was probably an undigested bit of beef in your stomach.
They had nothing. They couldn't figure it out. They went over what he might have been taking for vitamins. Or
gosh.
There's a lot of Pepsi. And you know,
the medical doctor says he had a spontaneous remission. Of what?
Of what?
Yeah. Nothing.
Wow.
And that's what when
doctors
we were
hate
in
it when
the,
they can't figure stuff out. It's the pride.
When we were in the hospital, that's when we found out about the curse. Mm-hmm. That's when we found out that Lita had basically either gone into a trance or something in front of the mother and her eyeballs had turned to black.
Yeah.
That's how we found out that, you know, Lee really loved this woman a lot and he wanted her more than she wanted him. She wanted to party. She wanted to sleep around on him. And that's when she enlisted the help of, you know, some friendly witches that were white witches that were going to just curse him away from her.
And it all gathered. So, what's the word you use? Sometimes too fair. You use tribe to pharaohism.
Yes,
there.
That's.
Yeah, that kind of fits.
Because,
you know, just adds on to the problem.
And that's how I describe demonics is mm-hmm. that. Just like cockroaches, you know, there's like Southwestern cockroaches, there's Georgia cockroaches and Virginia cockroaches. It doesn't matter. You drive a Virginia cockroach down to the Georgia cockroaches, they're going to have fun and they're going to breed.
Yeah.
Just like demonics.
Yeah.
You take a set of demonics that has been openly never rebuked, openly accepted, walked with. A person doesn't even know it's on them, and they get involved in something else that leads them to be exposed to more demonic entities and pressures. They're going to have fun and they're going to start messing with your mind. They're going to start messing with your life. And for whatever reason, this kid almost lost his life. And I'll tell you what, to this day, he prays. Every single person in that household prays.
You know, sometimes people don't understand this too. It's kind of, it might even been in Harry Potter, that witchcraft goes from to where you're using actions, words, everything, to the point where you can direct spirits with your thoughts. You know, and this Lita just being disgruntled with him is sending an attack dog by default. We had a Marine one time who was novel, who thought it was novel that every time he got mad at one of his friends or got into an argument, they got visited by a shadow who gave them sleep paralysis, a hooded specter. And instead of wanting help, he just wanted an explanation. So I gave him the solutions. He didn't take it. He said it was a Marine. Nothing against the Marines, obviously. Sure. But I was kind of surprised that, you know, disciplined, you know, America and all this stuff are like, this guy's like getting, drunk on power or something. Well, you don't want your friends that, you know, have some spirit. Tell them how to solve it if you don't want to solve it for yourself. But that's what happens sometimes. Evil wishes, evil desires, that's in the breaking curses prayers, because sometimes they come that way. And the longer a person feels that way with that ill feeling, can start building up a demonic effect because they ordered it with their mind, more or less. And sometimes they don't realize it. That's why he didn't do it on purpose. This guy thought it was novel that his attachment act like an attack dog that can read his thoughts.
Was Lita ever communicated with again after this had occurred? Was there ever any more contact after all this?
Well, her family was very, very upset with her. And basically, they checked on these two kids for a while when they got home from the hospital. Adam had to stay in the hospital because he was a little shaky and his one leg was not working as good as his other leg. That was like the worst that had happened to him during this whole ordeal, was his one leg was just it wasn't as strong as the other. It, for some reason or another, and the family stopped by and made sure she never came back into these kids' lives again.
Yeah, that wasn't easy either, because it's like the ex-girlfriend being around in town, or ex-wife.
Literally.
Yeah, because she's still like, she's aggressive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one more anxiety thing he didn't need. You got a new kid in the house, you're recovering, you're in physical therapy to get your leg that's kind of got weird with his muscles. That was kind of a weird thing, too. I wonder what the doctor said about that, Farrah.
I know.
The legs. Why did that happen? And they couldn't figure anything out. It's one of those perfect cases of diabolical. Mysterious illness. They don't understand what it is when they're there. And then when he leaves, they still don't understand it.
Well, the family understood enough that it was possible for a witchcraft to be involved in this case. They did understand that. And they did understand that all of them, you know, basically needed to be together on the same page as a family and pray together communally. That was, I think, the best thing that happened for this family.
That wraps up part two of our interview. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.